tyranny, forged by freedom. That's what made us the greatest nation this world has known. We must resurrect that spirit to preserve liberty for ourselves and our posterity. This is Revolution's Revival. And now, your host, the cigar-smoking, politically incorrect, patriot of the hour, Caleb Shoemate.
Man, it's good to hear that theme music again. I'm your host, Caleb Shoemate, and welcome to another episode of Revolution's Revival. I know it's been a while, guys. If you've been a long-time listener of the program, I kind of dropped off for about a year, took a personal hiatus, but I am back. I am back, and I'm energized, and I'm ready to go, and boy, do I have a heck of a show for you today. I'll tell you, I'm so wound up, I'm about to spaz out. Or can I even say that? You know, Lizzo, the singer, hip-hop artist, whatever you want to call her, I don't know what the heck you call her, because I tell you, I don't dig that music, if you can even call it music. But she got herself into a little bit of hot water over a new track that's going to be released, I believe, July 15th, called Girls. I saw this on Twitter Sunday. She had released this new track, a new single, in anticipation of her new album, which I said comes out July 15th of this year. And she had sampled a Beastie Boys track from 1986. I believe it was from their debut album, if I'm not mistaken. But she sampled that, and I'll play a little bit of the song for you. But she had to change the lyrics. Let me play a little bit of the song, and then I'll talk to you about it. Alright guys, I'll spare you the rest of the song. If you want to look it up, I'll put the link to the music video in my bio of this episode so that you can listen and listen and listen to your heart's content. If you can take it, more power to you. I can't take any more of the crap. But anyway, the original lyrics of the song said, "Hold me back, girl, I'm about to spaz." And where it gets interesting is that some disability activists approached Lizzo on Twitter, I believe this was Sunday night, and they said, no, Lizzo, you can't say spaz, because spaz is a derogatory term aimed at people born with cerebral palsy who have spastic diplegia. Well, if you guys are just tuning into the program and have never heard me speak before or read any of my writing when I wrote at the Libertarian Republic, I was born with cerebral palsy. And in particular, I do have spastic dysplasia, which is the most common form, I believe, of cerebral palsy. There are a few different, I think, four major forms of cerebral palsy, and most people that have it, about 70 to 80% of people who have cerebral palsy tend to have some form of spastic dysplasia. And just spastic dysplasia is a tightness of the muscles, and it can affect your arms, it can affect your legs. Mine in particular just mostly affects my legs. I do have some fine motor skill issues, but it's mostly a leg thing. But anyway, they said, Lizzo, if you have used the word spaz, you can't do that because you are being discriminatory towards these groups of people. And I saw this and I thought, man, I really don't want to do an episode on this shit. I don't want this to be my first episode back to Revolution's Revival. But I thought, who better to talk about the absurdity of this crap, considering that a disability that I live with is being used as a weapon to cancel Lizzo. Now, I highly doubt that Lizzo would grant me the same courtesy if somebody was trying to cancel me and cancel this program because of my opinions or what I had to say. But I am a big, big, big free speech activist. I have always believed in free speech. I believe when you start to censor free speech, when you start to be the arbiter of what people can say and what they can't say, you start to get into some very dangerous hot water. And we have created this culture, this cancel culture, to where everybody's offended by everything, and it is starting to create this vacuum, this black hole, to where nobody can say anything because everything is offensive. I mean, look what it's done to comedy. It's destroyed comedy. People like Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, what Eddie Murphy used to be when he was on Raw, when he did Raw and Delirious, that would never fly today. Spaz is a term used to freak out. You know, if somebody's spazzing out, they're freaking out. Anyway, this got the attention of Lizzo, these activists. And she issued an apology on Twitter 4 days ago. She said, and I quote, "It has been brought to my attention that there is a harmful word in my new song, Girls. Let me make it clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had many hurtful words used against me, so I understand the power words can have, whether intentionally or, in my case, unintentionally. I am proud to say that there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change. This is a result of me listening and taking action. As an influential artist, I am dedicated to being part of the change I've been waiting for in the world. XOXO Lizzo." So in short, guys, what essentially happened is that these disability activists, if they want to call themselves that, I call them cripples. And you know what? I hate that word. But they choose to be cripples. Because there's a difference between being born with a disability and having a disability such as I do. You have no control over that. But being a cripple is a choice. These people have allowed themselves, they have allowed their disability to cripple them, to cripple them in their mind. See, being crippled is a state of disability. A normal disabled person says, okay, this sucks. I can't control having cerebral palsy, in my case. I can't control being blind, but what can I do with what I have? I can't control the fact that I can't walk, but you know what? I've got a voice. God gave me a voice. I am an advocate for freedom, and I have a responsibility to speak up. This cancel culture is cancerous, and I will not allow people to use cerebral palsy, a hard, difficult disability that causes a lot of pain to a lot of people. No fault of anybody's, but it's a hard life to have to live. But you know what? I want to speak directly to the disabled community and say, you have a choice. You can be disabled. I mean, you really don't have much of an option. But you damn sure have an option whether you want to be crippled or not. Being a victim and saying, oh, poor me, is a choice. Allowing yourself to be crippled by the bigotry of low expectations and said, oh, well, poor me, you know, I'm disabled, so everybody has to bow down and kiss my ass. Well, you know what I've learned? As hard as it is, and as hard as it is to come to terms with, I hate to tell you guys, but nobody owes you a damn thing in this world. And everything that you get in life, you have to work for. It's not fair. But when has life ever been fair? There are times when I'll admit I get depressed about my own disability and the amount of things that I have to ask for help for and so on and so forth. But I am not a cripple. I was born with a disability, but God gave me a sound mind. And I'll be damned if somebody else will use the disability that I have to live with to bully somebody else into censoring and changing an art form. Shame on you, Lizzo, for bowing down and apologizing. Girl, you had nothing to apologize for. It's a slang word. And anybody that's offended by it is a big bitch. I'll just be blunt. Pardon me if that offends you, but you know what? I'm not sorry. If it offends you, you're a baby and you need to pop the titty out of your mouth, as Major Payne would say in that 90s movie. It's a great movie. But you make the decisions for your own life. You can't always control what happens to you or the hand that you've been dealt, but you can control how you play the game. I can't control that I was born with cerebral palsy, but you know what? I'm going to damn sure try to make the best out of it. And I am not going to allow people to crush the principle of free speech to protect somebody's feelings. I've said it several times before. I've written about it. The only speech that needs to be protected is offensive speech. And offensive, what's offensive is subjective. What offends you may not offend me. What offends me may not offend you. That's the importance of free speech, the principle of free speech. That's why it's in our Constitution. That's why government is not supposed to be allowed to mess with it. But you know what? We don't even have to worry about the government because we've created this screwed up society where it's so bad where everybody's offended by everything that we're doing it ourselves. We're allowing ourselves to be censored as a society because we're too afraid to say anything because we're afraid that it'll hurt somebody's feelings. You know what? If somebody hurt my feelings that bad and they offended me that bad, I wouldn't want to associate with them. So you know what? Words like the N-word, words like cripple, I don't like them. They're ugly words. But you know what? I don't want to keep somebody from saying that because if they use those words on a regular basis, if they go around calling people the N-word, or they go around calling people with disabilities cripples, I start to wonder, is there something deeper in their heart, you know, that they would continually use this derogatory language? So I don't want to censor those people. I don't want any sort of censorship towards what people can say and what they can't say. That's a slippery slope. And if you're offended by that, grow the hell up. And I make no apologies for that. I am so tired of people bowing to the mob. I made the decision long ago that I would never apologize or bow to the mob. Now, if I ever say something on this program, or if I ever write something that I believe has truly offended someone and was truly wrong, And I felt it in my heart that it was wrong, and I shouldn't have said that. I will apologize, but I will not bow to the mob. Enough is enough. We have to put our foot down. Pun intended. We have to put our foot down, guys. And we have to say enough is enough. Hell, I'll stand up. I may have cerebral palsy, but I stand a lot taller than these pansies. It offends me. It offends me that there are so many spineless, weak people in this society. That's why we're losing freedom, guys. Because we have become weak. And you can look at this across the board. That's why evil is appearing to triumph right now. It's because we have become a society of weak men and women. If we can even say that anymore, because, you know, who knows what a woman is? People can't even say what a biological woman is anymore. That's how screwed up our values are, that we can't acknowledge basic biological science. And this is why we're in trouble. We have to return to those basic principles. We have to have some sort of standard of absolute truth. And I'm sorry, but I will not apologize for anything that I've said today. If this show offends you, you're weak. But if you have the courage to stand up and say no more, will you join me? Will you join me against this woke mob that wants to destroy everything that is America? Everything that's beautiful about this country? Everything that has historically been an example to the rest of the world of what a free society should be? We're going to lose it if we don't stand up. If there are not men and women who are brave enough to put their foot down, as I said before, and say no more. I've had enough of it, guys. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. The help does not come from the government. As I said, this is a cultural problem that we become so weak and so easily offended, and that everybody, it seems that we've gotten into a contest to see who's more of a victim. You know what? I'm not a victim. I choose not to be a victim. I will not be disabled. I may be sitting in a wheelchair, but I will not allow myself to be a cripple. I will not allow society to make me into a cripple and to define what I can do and what I can't. Will you have the courage to be that man or that woman? I may not be able to walk, but I guarantee you that there are a lot more people that are more disabled around this country today and around this world in their minds than I have ever been. If we are going to keep this sacred principle of free speech intact and create a culture which fosters freedom and liberty, we're going to have to be a strong-minded people with a backbone and not spineless little jellyfish who are so easily offended at what the arbiters of society say we ought to be offended by. This is stupid. You're telling me that these disability activists don't have better things to do with their time that could create a better country and a better world for people with cerebral palsy than to sit around and whine about a stupid song made by a hip-hop artist. Come on. Grow up. It's sad. If we keep going down this path, what's this country going to look like in 5 years? When I have children, am I even going to be able to tell them that they are free to speak their mind, to say what they believe without fear? Is that the kind of culture we're fostering? I surely think not. When we start censoring music, if you listen to that entire song, the song in question, Lizzo's Girls, refers to women as whores or hoes, pardon me. And we're more offended about her saying spaz in the original lyrics than calling a woman a hoe. How far have we fallen as a society? How far does this have to go before we say enough is enough? God, please stand up. This is just crazy. I'm tired of the insane clown people running the show. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim unless you allow yourself to be victimized. It's a choice. As for me, I know who I am. Because I know what my God says about me. That's one of the wonderful things about being a Christian, is knowing that it doesn't matter what a man says about me. It only matters what the Lord says about me. And that gives me strength when I feel weak. Now, I'm not trying to beat everybody over the head with my religion, but I will tell you that it helps me to draw strength when I feel weak. Because anybody can say anything about me, but if I know who my daddy is, then it doesn't matter what another mortal man says about me when my Creator says that I am good. My Creator says that through Him I am loved, I am whole, and I will be made whole. And so that gives me the courage to be able to speak to you about these things, because I know who I am and what I will be. Do you know that? I hope so. I hope that you realize who you were made to be, and that you will not be so easily swayed by people's opinions of you. Find the truth. Truly seek it out and stand firm in it. Don't allow yourself to be a weak-minded fool who will easily follow the dictates of any man, because that's where we're headed as a society. And we need strong people that will stand up to this bullcrap and say no more. Who will you be? As for me, I know who I am. That's all I have for you today. Guys, I want to apologize. I know it is a bit of a short episode. I want to apologize for kind of falling off the wagon. And it's been a long time. I've been through a bit of a personal tragedy. I'll just leave it at that. that kept me out of doing the show for a long time, but I'm behind the microphone again, and it feels good. I would ask that you just give me time to get used to doing this again, and I promise that I will put up content regularly. I'll be putting up shows at least 2 or 3 times a week. It certainly feels good to be back behind the microphone and doing what I feel that I should be doing, because I tell you, people are just straight insane today, guys, and somebody needs to speak a little truth. I don't really know at times why I feel that I was picked for this job, but I was, and I feel that I have a responsibility to speak the truth no matter the consequences. And I have faith that it will get out and that it'll touch who it needs to touch and reach who it needs to reach and that it'll manifest itself. But I just ask that you be patient with me as I try to get this up and going again. Because like I said, it has been a while. But I'll be back in the swing of things shortly. And like I said, I will be posting, try to post at least 2 or 3 episodes a week. And they'll be much longer than this. Well, at least 30 to 45 minutes. I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Thank you for giving me your time. You're a wonderful audience. And I love you. I love the support that you give me. And I ask that you pray for me. And I'll do the same for you. And we'll just remain strong together. I'll see you next week, guys. That's it for another episode of Revolution's Revival. God bless.